Air here at WWGH Radio, Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, 17 minutes past the hour. Glenn, here we are from the new digs, week number two.
And I love the sound. I mean, the sound is much better out when I was driving in.
The sound is better, as is the distance, because the antenna was fixed since you've been in here last, so we're back to pretty well where we were.
Excellent, excellent. Love it.
Now, you were listening to the whole conversation about Judge Warner as you were coming in this morning, and we should have the sentencing within the hour. So before we get to that, what do you think?
We seem to give privilege to people that have money or position, and I hope that he doesn't get privileged because of that. I hope he gets an honest-to-goodness sentence. I don't want anybody to go to jail. I hope the judge takes into consideration all of the good that he has done through his life. I'm really not sure. Since I didn't go to the trial, I'm really not sure what I believe he's culpable of.
But is it easy to say, if he does not get prison time, won't people say that it's because he was a judge, he's privileged?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they will.
But does it necessarily mean that?
I think to some degree it probably does, yeah.
I don't think
it goes to the nth degree on that. I think if you are an outstanding citizen in your community, you are definitely going to get less of a sentence than a person who sits on his couch and smokes cigarettes and does. And I don't know why I picked those things, because I guess because I did that when I was young. But I think there is an advantage to that privilege.
Well, but isn't there your conduct as a citizen and being a first-time offender? I mean, shouldn't that matter?
I would think it will. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. But I don't know that that's privilege, because everybody's.
Oh, I'm not calling that privilege.
Right.
No.
But I see, that's what I think, though. I think if he doesn't get prison time, it might be because of those reasons, which it would be for every first-time offender. But people will say it's privilege because he was a judge.
Well, there are people that don't like him, and they'll say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why it's hard for me to say that this would be a case of privilege, and we don't even know the sentence yet.
No.
Because I also think he's gotten a bad shake on the other end, because if he were not a judge, it wouldn't be on the front page of the paper. We wouldn't be talking about it on the radio right now, and it wouldn't be this big a story.
Yeah, I agree with you. And while I was listening, I was both agreeing and disagreeing at the same time, because I'm ignorant of everything that went around. I don't know the man. I don't know. I'm assuming, since he was a judge, he was well respected in the community by a lot of people. And I'm also assuming there are a lot of people that hated his guts because he was a judge.
And handed out rather hard sentences.
Yeah. And that may be the rub with some people. If he was a tough judge, they're going to say, the goose gets, the gander. It's the, you get the same justice that you meted out, whatever. But if it's a first-time offense, almost everybody, with the exception if you happen to be of color, but most people get some break on their sentence. And I think he will, and I think he should. But
I don't want to be as trite to say, what do you think or what are you betting on here, but we're going to know soon. I mean, do you think, and again, none of us really know the particulars of the case, except that he was found guilty and so was his wife. Do you think there will be prison time, knowing what we know, which is just basically that 911 was not called, there was an accident, the boy was injured, he did not die, and they did not report it until the next morning?
I think they will get a fairly light sentence because it's their first offense. And I think people will go up in arms, privately. I don't think we'll have riots in the streets or anything, but I think there will be people that really hate the fact that he got off, And in fact, I'm not sure that I listened to your little talk with that gentleman on the phone. Nobody gets off if they're a public figure. They get run through the coals just because they're a public figure. So he's already done some time, you know, because of that.
Well, that's what I say. No matter what the sentence is today, I would have to imagine once it's over that there will be some relief on their part. You know, this year, being a judge, being on the front page of the paper, awaiting the verdict, awaiting the sentencing,
answering all the questions,
answering all the questions, having people run into you in the grocery store and say whatever they say, having the media after you. You know, it will dry up after today.
And it's a phenomena that's kind of interesting. And you've been involved with a lot of very famous people, and so have I. It's good and it's bad, because there'll be people that'll come up to him and say, "Oh, you got screwed. That was terrible. I was all for you." And then there'll be people that behind his back will be saying, "Ah, he got what he deserved because he sentenced my nephew to an extra month in jail or something." You know, it's tough being a public figure. It really is. People don't understand that. But it's also, we have a lot of groups that have the same problem. African Americans, unfortunately, now even the Asians are taking a shot in the head. And, you know, it's kind of a hard thing I hope they give him a fair sentence. That's all.
You know, just to have some levity here right now.
Yeah, let's
laugh. Before this happens, one of the things is, you know, people have said we sound tinny because of some adjustments we had to make due to the room we moved in.
Yeah.
So while you're here, I thought I'm going to try to add a little bit of bass.
Okay.
Back into our voices.
Right.
See if we become totally non-understandable.
Okay, now because how are you going to know that?
Well, people will call in.
Oh.
So here we go. 740-383-9944. Now, I have just added some bass.
That sounds good in my headphones.
It does sound good. But see, I don't know how this ends up. Oh, just turned the wrong one here. How it sounds going out over the air.
We need your help. Please call.
Yeah, so that is bass back in our voices.
Now, that sounds a little too bassy to me, but I'm not a big bass fan. So.
Well, that's not even as bassy as it was at the old studio.
Oh, my.
That's still under that.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So how does this sound is what we want to know. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How does the bass on this sound? Because we turned it up a little bit. Not a whole lot. But just put some bass back in the line.
Yeah. It sounds better in my headphones, but that doesn't mean anything.
Well, it does immediately take the tinniness out of the line.
Yeah.
But that's when we start hearing from people that it's mashy and mushy and not understandable. And heaven knows we do not need that problem.
Yeah, but you got the antenna fixed, so maybe it won't be as bad.
I hope not. Well, give us a call if you can still understand this, and if you can't understand this, you probably won't call us. But it's 740-383-9944 here on this kind of chilly-ish Wednesday.
Yeah.
It was nice last night.
It was 48 degrees. That's why I have a jacket on, because it was cold when I headed over this way.
I thought last night was very, very nice.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a lot of people out last night.
I did a lot of yard work. I have all my yard trash all bundled up, because tomorrow's the day they pick it up, and I'm glad to see that stuff going. My yard looks pretty good, except for it needs my next-door neighbor to run over it with his riding lawnmower. I don't ask him to do that, by the way. I like pushing my electric lawnmower in.
Now, see, I'm getting that we sound a little fuzzy.
Oh, okay.
But this is a question for you, Glenn.
Yes.
From one of our listeners.
Yes.
What does Glenn consider a fair sentence?
That's a great question. I would say that probation for several months would be a fair sentence, especially since it's his first offense, his and his wife's first offense. I would say probation is... I don't think jail time helps anybody. I don't think jail time helps people that, you know, have done something, you know, really ill. I mean, like robbing a bank. I jail time, I'm not a big fan of incarcerating people.
Just in general?
In general.
Yeah, I don't... incarceration, I think, for violent people is necessary.
I understand that, yeah.
But I'm not really sure why we have ever done this with...
Put people in 10 years for marijuana? Yeah, that's nuts.
Well, I mean, I don't understand white collar at all. I mean, you know, a white collar criminal might be financially dangerous, but they're not physically dangerous. So I don't understand why you would keep them away from other people.
I think one of the reasons why so many people want white-collar criminals to go to jail is because they so rarely do. They rarely pay for their crimes. You're probably too young to remember the savings and loan debacle that went on. I think one person went to jail for millions of people losing billions of dollars, and one person, not low hanging fruit, but a person that wasn't terribly involved in it, he spent some time in jail. I think people are just tired of the privileged people getting away with things, and that, you know, I am too, but I'm not gonna
let's take
argue.
The phone call.
Yeah, let's do that.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, real quick, and then I got to hop off here. I'm just sounding off. the law is the law, and you have to demonstrate to everybody that nobody is above the law. That's all I'm saying.
I like that idea, but I don't think it works.
So the law is the law, and you have to demonstrate that everybody...
Yeah, everybody pays the same price. Unfortunately, you can tell pretty quickly, especially if we bring race into it or color into it, there are people that pay a higher price than people that are of white descent.
Well, again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and I hope the line is clear again, because I put us back to the base, because if it was a little fuzzy, we don't want that.
Yeah.
So we're back to where we were before. Back to A, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. What do you think's going to happen here as time... It's a hot topic today, no doubt.
I like our last caller. She always tells you what she thinks.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, about your sound.
Please tell us.
When you two guys are live, it's very good. Slightly tinny, but we can live with that.
Yeah.
But on the phone calls, for a long time, they've been muffled... and deep bassy, like they're in a barrel.
Did you just hear the last caller in?
She was better.
Better?
Okay. I've heard her a lot of times before.
Yeah, she has a nice voice, too.
Sometimes you can't understand her.
Yeah.
And it's not her fault.
No, it's ours.
Well, yeah, somehow or another, the phone coming in is not so hot.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what, I just changed the setup on the phone. Now, you might be able to hear yourself because you're on a 30-second delay. So say what you said again just so you can hear yourself as soon as you hang up, because I made a slight change, and maybe this will make the caller sound better.
Yeah.
It just seems like when people call in, even your interviews, mm-hmm. sometimes, especially on my home radios, which I live on Bellefontaine Avenue, just mm-hmm. west of town.
Not very far from us, yeah.
About three houses from the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the car right now, and you're still muffled and bassy.
On the incoming calls.
On the incoming calls. Well, let us know how it sounds now if you hear any more calls.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, well, I made an adjustment on the call area. Well, the call pot. And let us know, can people now hear the callers better? But you want to be able to hear us, too, because we have people who do this when people call in. They sit back here, and it sounds like they're in a tunnel, and they don't notice it. So we want to, our voices have to be this bassy when we're on with a caller, or it sounds terrible.
We're both about two or three inches away from the microphone. But if we get back away from it, it sounds
bad. It sounds terrible. And I don't know why people do that when a caller's on the line. Maybe it's because they're in the room alone or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the lines are open. Do the calls sound better now? We have made a slight adjustment on the call volume. What I did was I turned up the clarity and I turned down the bass.
Okay.
For some reason, this room does not like bass.
No. I'm sure it has to do with the size. We're a lot smaller than we used to be.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning. We're talking about white-collar criminals a minute ago.
There you go.
I saw the news, Bernie Madoff. who did the big financial ripoff, he passed away in prison this morning.
Oh, did he?
Oh, my.
Yeah, 82 years old. He died in federal prison.
Well, I don't even know what to say to that.
That was a big white-collar criminal,
that
that's
was,
for sure.
Absolutely, and he did go to jail.
Yeah.
But he,
like $62 billion that he had ripped off.
Wow. Do you think, though, that federal tax dollars keeping Bernie Madoff in prison till the day he died, do you think that was a waste of money or not?
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, but I agree with the call.
A lot of people do say that he only went to prison because he ripped off rich people. He didn't really commit crimes against regular folks.
Now you listen. Now, how have the callers sounded?
They're pretty good. The radio on my bus, I don't know if it's this, but it sounds, there's something off in the sound between, like, this station and, like, NPR talk radio.
Right.
Like, they're coming through more loud and clear.
They have a very strong signal in this area.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
just keep us updated.
Yeah, that's important to know.
Day.
Thank you. So Bernie's
no more.
He is gone.
So there's a call. So for you people who've been, did that sound any different? Could you hear our caller better? Because that was really the first full call we've had under this new system that we're using.
Sounded better in my headphones.
We need to sound like NPR. 740-383-9944.
We're not 30,000 watts, though.
Well, no, but see, does that really affect the pitch of your voice?
Well, I think it affects a lot of things because your signal strength is weaker. So any weakness in your call.
Well, we can always turn up the volume. I could have us blaring through people's radio right now.
I don't think it's the volume. I think it has to do with the strength, which is different.
All right. How are the callers sounding? Any different than before? Can you hear them? Because we want you to hear the callers, because that's a very important part of this station, is what the callers have to say. So 740-383-9944. It is now past 10:30, though, 10:35. So the sentencing, I would have guessed, has begun, because they tend to do that on time.
Now, do we have a reporter there that's going to call in, or are we just...
We're just going to catch it everybody else catches it.
All right.
740-383-9944. Well,
I'll
hope the callers are sounding
good.
You know, we hope that everybody's okay with it in the end.
It's going to make some people angry, and it's going to make some people happy. But eventually, it's got to, you know... We need to accept it. Everybody needs to accept it, and much like the problem that they were having out last night with the two police murders, I'm going to call them, that have gone on in Minnesota, the people, you can understand why they didn't accept that, but the problem is, do you really believe that those people that are looting are making a social statement? I think they're just there. I think they're looting to steal stuff and for the fun of looting. I don't know. I don't think they're making a social statement with looting.
So, for people who might not be aware,
you
give them the whole synopsis of what's going on.
Well, in both the George Floyd and also the, and I can't remember the young man that was just killed by the police officer who thought she was going to tase him. Anyway, both of them, there have been very violent, actually, protests. Not hugely violent, but somewhat violent. It's only 10 miles apart from where the two things happened, and so there has been some slightly violent protesting going on, and the protesters have been there, and they've been given a curfew, which they have not responded to, or a lot of them have not responded to, and therefore the police have done a good job of being understanding about that, and they really they've given them an extra hour or two to calm down. But it's kind of interesting, and I'm only giving you what I've been listening to, and I've listened to this quite a bit. It seems like the protesters that are there as a protest leave fairly soon after the curfew ends, but the people that want to cause trouble stay on, and I'm not sure causing trouble. You know, good trouble is one thing, but bad behavior is another thing. And some of the looting I consider bad behavior. They're just there to get their hands on somebody else's stuff.
Any opinions on this? Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, we had a lot of talk last week, especially the following day, Thursday and Friday, following days, about your little contretemps last year with Terry Klein, over...
I don't know what that word means.
over guns. Yeah. It was a big topic. We had a lot of call-ins about it. Terry Klein was in here. It was basically conceal carry and stand your ground, and it came off the George Floyd case. Mm-hmm. And it turned into, as the callers said and people online said, some real tension in the studio between you and he. Now that you look back on it a week later, what do you think?
I guess I felt the tension, but I really, I have nothing against Terry, and I know that he and I absolutely disagree on that sort of thing. I think this shooting of this young man, I wish I could remember, right? Is it Wright? I think
might be.
It might be Wright, his name. Anyway, this shooting kind of supports my point that people always go back and they say, well, gun safety would be helped by giving training. This lady had 26 years of training, and she pulled out what she thought was a taser, and it was a gun, and she killed a 20-year-old boy for hardly any infraction at all. I don't think you can train people to be thoughtful in situations like this. She grabbed the wrong weapon, or so she claims. Now, maybe she intended to kill this young man. In listening to the audio of it, I thought she was truly remorseful right then and there. She, oh my gosh, she used a deletive, but she said, I've shot him. And I thought she was beside herself because she did that.
Well, even though you and Terry disagreed, because heaven knows you and I have disagreed.
Sure.
And you have disagreed with other people here.
You make me sound very disagreeable.
Well, no, I don't remember people ever saying, I can feel the tension. I don't ever remember people calling in and during the show and saying, let me try to cut the tension in that room. Why do you think that particular day, that particular subject, translated, whether it was or not, into tension into the listening audience?
Well, Terry has a tendency to call people names when he's disagreeing with you. And that was the tension for me. I don't like being called a name. I think being called a name is just proof of ignorance. It just proves you can't think of what you really mean, so you call somebody, and I can't remember what he called me. But I don't know Terry that well, but I know him well enough to know that that's just the way he is, and he's a nice man, so I have nothing against the gentleman.
But do you think it had anything to do with that subject? Because
it may have, yes.
Yes, because I, you know, it may have had something to do with names, but I felt, as the only other person in the room observing that what that really boiled down to, because it did feel tense in here, and obviously we had callers and people on the internet who were saying the same thing who were listening. I think why it was tense, I think if that had been a discussion over George Floyd, if that had been a discussion over almost any other subject, it would not have been that tense. There's something about the subject of the right to bear arms and stand your ground and...
which I have said openly that I think is ignorant.
Right. Concealed carry.
Yeah.
There's something about that subject that really does people get on their side of it,
yep.
and there are only two sides, and you're right, and I'm wrong, and when you have two people who feel differently about that, it gets tense.
Yeah, and I didn't feel any tension. I really didn't. I felt a little anger when he called me names, but I didn't really feel tense because this is a discussion I've had with a lot of people when I was running for office, because I made no bones about it. I do not believe that, and I don't think any right-thinking or any person that even, I don't think anybody can say all people of, let's say all Democrats, want to take away your guns. I don't know a soul that wants to take people's guns away. I don't, and I've been right there in the Democratic Party. I don't know a soul that says, let's take away their guns. Now, Australia has done a pretty good job of wiping out mass murders because they have taken away their extraneous guns. They have told people that you can have a gun for, you know, shooting varmints in your barnyard. You can have a gun for self-protection. You can have a gun for hunting, but you can't have, you know, extraneous guns, and all your guns have to be registered. I don't see that that's a problem. Why should that be a problem? If you're not doing anything wrong, why should you care that you have to have a background check? You have to have that sort of thing to be a teacher. You have had a background check.
I have
had a background check. It didn't hurt me a bit. Matter of fact, I didn't even know what was going on. So I just don't understand why people are so uptight about that.
You know, the only thing recently in time that has paralleled the gun argument to me has been the mask argument. I have seen people, as I've said before, knock hinges off doors. I've seen people put their hands on people. I've seen people refuse to go into places. I've seen people throw items. And I've heard people call people names and insult people's intelligence. And friendships have been lost on this subject. And it has become as highly politicized as the gun debate. And I've also heard people turn on our governor based on it.
And it's totally, as far as I can see, politically based. Has nothing to do with reality. Now, I heard one guy screaming that I have freedoms. Well, so does the building you're going into has the freedom to tell you to stay out. And people don't understand that. I was told by a gentleman when I was working at the credit union that we had no right to require people not to have a gun when they go into a bank. Come on now.
Well, it's very interesting to me how that has become, no matter how you feel about it, and everybody is entitled to their own opinion
sure.
on it. No matter how you feel that has become with as great a feeling as the gun debate, this mask thing, because that will go away one day. That whole topic is not going to be as nearly sensitive to people as it is now.
And I find it silly, but that people should care. I wear a mask when I go out because I don't want to make anybody else sick. I went to I went to the grocery store I go to quite often yesterday. And 2 weeks ago when I went, everybody was wearing a mask. Last week, I think I saw one person that didn't had the mask down below his nose. Yesterday, there were several people that didn't have a mask on. The only thing I can say is nature's going to catch up with some of those people.
Well, I think it's a very interesting subject because nobody can tell somebody to wear a mask in their private life.
No.
So I think why this is such a politicized or just a fight, even if it has nothing to do with politics, and really with some people it doesn't. There are people who I know. You really think it? I guess political in what way are you saying?
I will guarantee you, if you take a poll of people and what they think about masks, the Republican males will dominate the you shouldn't have to wear masks things, and the Democratic females will dominate you should wear masks, especially the older Democratic females.
Right, but do you think that's because of the party they're in?
Yes.
Okay, why?
Because
I mean, what? What?
Because the previous president poo-pooed wearing a mask. He basically said that's stupid. You don't need to wear a mask.
But doesn't he wear one now?
I don't know. They don't invite me to Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I mean, there are pictures, television. I mean, I think he does wear a mask.
I don't think he does all the time. I've seen him doing speeches down there at Mar-a-Lago without a mask on.
Well, let me put it this way, that in Marion, Ohio, the people who, and these are where I've seen the fights in the arguments.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing is it doesn't seem to have a political agenda. What it seems to be is the people who don't wear the mask just don't want to wear it because they don't believe that it protects people, or it doesn't believe that it's going to do. And then you have the people. I mean, the one I saw right in front of me was just, and I don't know what these people's political party was, but the guy just turned to the other guy and he said, "Put a mask on." And the guy, "Don't tell me what to do."
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it was so much about the mask or just don't tell me what to do.
I think it's all rationalized, and I would almost be willing to bet you dollars to donuts that person that refused was a staunch right-winger.
Yeah, but it wasn't even the store that was telling him to do it.
No, I know.
It was a customer.
Yeah, there are a lot
of... Now, see, that's a problem, though, because, you know, to be honest with you, you're exactly right. A store does have a right on their grounds to tell you what to, you know, they can tell you to wear whatever you want.
You don't have to wear a mask outside the door.
But see, if a customer tells another customer, they don't have the right. Because I can tell you that a lot of stores' policies truly are, yes, we do have a mask policy, but we are not going to tell the employees to walk up to people and put one on.
And that's the store that I go to so often. I've asked them, I assume you don't have a policy. Oh, yeah, we have a policy. Well, why don't you tell the people? We have a policy not to tell the people what to
do. Right, right. And it's because you don't want to spend your day fighting with people.
Yeah.
And so when another customer tells them to put it on, they really don't have the right to do it. It's not their store. It's not their policy.
Right.
So I guess in that particular case, if you really want to look at it just from, you know, what's right and what's wrong, the person who tells them to put it on really is picking a fight they shouldn't.
Right. Well, there were stores that were not allowing people to come in if they didn't have a mask on. And one of those stores I go into rather regularly would stand at the door, and if you walked in without a mask on, they'd say, "I'm sorry, you can't come in without a mask on." The person would put a mask on, and as you got inside the building 100 feet, that person would take the mask off. And that's just being childish.
Well, it's an interesting thing because I have seen these issues where I don't know what political party people are in, so I can't say it's political. But I do know that there is this idea that people do not like being told what to do.
Oh, yeah. And I don't either.
Yeah, and I think that's, for some people, I think some people who've never voted. I mean, what is it? Only 50% of the people vote. It's still not
Is it that high?
Well, I think during the last presidential election, it got very high.
Yeah.
But still, that's only half.
Yeah.
So I think there are more than half the people in this country who have an issue with the mask thing. And I don't know that that's because they're affiliated with any political party. I think there has become this thing that people don't like to be told what to do. Now, in this particular case, if you want to wear a mask, you really have no complaint. Because the government on this side... in this state, has been on your side. Now, if you live in Florida, probably not on your side.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had a point, and I was going to say it, but I'm not quite sure. I have watched polling, and that's what I was basing the Republican-Democratic thing on. The polling says that Republicans, by far, refuse to wear masks more than Democrats. And I think... I've done on my show, A Progressive Life, a bit about a study that I read about the difference between the conservative brain and the progressive brain. And conservatives tend to be more black and white. And they do not like to be told, nobody likes to be told what to do, but they're stronger against having somebody tell them what to do.
Well, phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. What do you think about this subject? 740-383-9944. And I think one of the reasons this subject is coming back into focus is because the governor does seem to be relaxing a lot of the mandates that he had in place.
He got into trouble with his own people for not.
Right, and we are going to head into summer, and he's already given an idea of when he will lift these mandates. And I wonder when he does, then how the people who still want to wear them will feel. Because, again, then you're going to be around people who you don't know if they've been vaccinated, and you're going to have to go out in public. I don't know how that's going to work.
Well, I don't. Right now, if I see a person without a mask on, I stay away from them. And I won't go to an event, a massive event. And I've had both of my shots and waited the 2 weeks plus. I won't do it, not because, and I'm not frightened. I think it's better that we do things as a group as opposed to running our mouth off and hating being told what to do. Now, nobody likes to be told what to do, I don't think. Ask my wife and ask my mother. They will tell you I hate being told what to do. But I do what I'm told to do when I think that they have a point.
Well, we just got a link from one of our listeners out here. They are live right now in Marion here. And, you know, I guess this is going to come down very soon now, because Judge Warner is there.
Oh, it looks like it's captioned, too, so you can read it.
It is captioned.
Hard to see.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get real close to that screen there, Scott.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's his attorney speaking or who that is.
Is that Judge Warren standing up? I don't think so.
No, this is Judge Warren right there.
That's what I thought.
Sitting down with the black mask on. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's... It's coming now.
Well,
it's underway.
I hope he's comfortable with what he's sentenced with. He had to know that he had done something wrong. So, and being a judge, he should know better than anybody else what the sentence could be.
Well, we will all find out soon enough.
Yeah, I guess we will.
Because it's coming down. I think the last... words are being said.
Well,
the
United States is number one in the most incarcerated people in the world. So,
you know, I don't know in this case if prison time was recommended. Do they have to go today?
I can't imagine that prison time would be on a first offense. I can't imagine, especially since I think the young man that was injured was not severely injured, and I don't know. And there was obviously no intent to injure that man.
It'll be interesting to... I wonder what the response will be. I wonder what the response will be, and that's what we will all see.
Yep.
740-383-9944. Any opinions on anything? We'd be glad to hear them here. 740-383-9944. Anything from masks to the Judge Warner case, which is finally wrapping up today, to... anything else going on in your world? How do the colors sound? 740-383-9944. It's nice to be back at full power.
Yeah, it is. And you didn't know you were going to be doing a progressive life during this time, did you? That's what the show has turned into.
Well, I think it's interesting because, I heard Dr. Feinman's comments in regard to the gun conversation last week. Mm-hmm. And he clearly... was not on Terry Klein's wavelength.
No, and that's okay. I think we have to learn, as citizens of the United States of America, we have to learn to understand people that disagree with us and give them some room, and we don't do that very well.
You know, but there is a conversation right now about going on in society that... we should take people's guns away, or at least that narrative is being perpetrated.
Take all guns away?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know of a soul.
Somebody said that to me yesterday. Now, I'm not saying that's what any politician is saying, but I'm saying that there is this narrative that certain people believe that is what is trying to be done.
That sounds like something that the people that are against taking away guns would instigate to scare people into saying, you can't do that or you'll take all our guns away. I just cannot believe anybody believes that a person can't go out and hunt. I can't believe that a person thinks that you shouldn't be able to protect yourself in your home. I just can't believe anybody is that stupid.
Well, has anybody said this? I've never
heard it.
No, and that's why I'm not sure where that's coming from.
I think it's being instigated by people that want to scare people into, oh, they're going to take all of our guns away. And you hear that tactic used a lot.
Well, why on that particular subject is it all or nothing?
It shouldn't be.
No, but that's how it's always phrased.
Not amongst any, well, I will say not against progressives. Every progressive that I know says, of course you should be allowed to go hunting. Of course you should have a gun in your home to protect yourself if you want to.
But I think the other side then says, well, that's a slippery slope. Once you start putting regulations on.
You can blame slippery slopes on everything. I mean... Yeah, slippery slope.
Well, but to be honest with you, I do know that the First Amendment, which has nothing to do with firearms, people are very leery about putting any type of amendment on freedom of speech because they're afraid that's what they use there. They say it'll be a slippery slope. What is hate speech? What is... what is unpopular speech?
That's a rationalization to get people afraid of some consequence. We do not allow people to scream, there's a fire in here, when you're in a theater. And slippery slope never did anything.
That was checked on at one point, and that is not...
It's probably not a law.
Not a law.
Right, yeah. But so if you did it, you'd be thrown out of the prison, out of the theater, I'm sure.
Well, but I don't know if it would be because of that. I think it would be inciting a riot, which you can't do.
Well, there's that slippery slope, too.
Right, right, which I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Everything.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think that...
People should use their brains and think, what is the most logical rule that we should have about this?
Yeah, but the problem is we have libel laws in this country, and it doesn't matter if you're right or if you're wrong. It might be how much money you have and how long you can tie somebody up in court. And if you tweak that freedom of speech or freedom of the press amendment and you start putting things in there like hate speech, and the person gets criticized in the newspaper and decides, the billionaire decides to sue that newspaper because now there is an amendment to the first, it's not straight freedom of speech. Just because they have more money, they might bankrupt the newspaper in that lawsuit, which would have to be heard. And I think that's the slippery slope that people who defend those things are afraid of.
Yeah, and I'm afraid of that type of logic, too. I think that money has taken over the rule of law.
Well, we're going to break, and we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be respected by other countries.